Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. Diet news can be really confusing for the public. Yesterday, a study came out on meat. Yes, meat. Processed meat and unprocessed meat. Red meat. A little bit mention of poultry, but not as conclusive. Well, here was the conclusion. It was related to the risk of heart disease, almost 3-4% increased risk of heart disease. So what are we to make of this? Well, if the science had really gotten into it, there's a compound called TMOA, trimethylene dioxide. Trimethylene dioxide can be produced, well, actually TMA, and then it goes to the liver and it becomes TMOA, into a compound that can cause arterial sclerosis. Well, how does it do that? Well, there are certain probiotics that some people have that converts carnitine, lecithin, into TMOA. Well, how would you know that? You wouldn't know that because some people have no problem. They can eat the meat, not a problem. You need to get tested. You need to have a Cleveland Heart Lab test. Have your doctor run a TMOA and see if it's elevated. If it's not elevated, a reasonable amount of meat shouldn't be a problem. I don't recommend a lot because men, especially for men, because you don't need that iron. Lots of iron in the body can rust. You don't want to rust. So we need to take this dietary information within context and look at, is it really an individual recommendation? Yes, plant-based diets, I agree. They have lots of different nutrients in them. And you're not saying eat an exclusive meat diet. You can include the salads and the greens and all that good stuff and the fruits and the berries. I don't think a little meat is going to hurt you. I think grass-fed meat is much better. I don't like the idea of taking lots of hormones and antibiotics in meat. But I think we go to extremes. I mean, you could be on a plant-based diet and have a TMOA problem and have lecithin and, well, carnitine is one of the baddies if you have a TMOA, carnitine. Carnivorous, right? So it would be basically in meat. And certainly egg yolks would not be a good idea, yet there are people who can eat the eggs and not have a problem. Well, they're probably not producing the TMOA. So if you're concerned about cardiovascular, don't just believe, well, I had my cholesterol done and I had my LDL done and I'm fine. Well, one of my friends, a runner, lifetime runner, slim, eating a fairly healthy diet, not having diabetes, wound up with 3 blocked arteries and a heart attack. And lo and behold, when we did his TMOA, it was through the roof. Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see the connection. So take things within context. It's so important to take things within context when you hear this dietary, when you hear this dietary advice. Given my podcast the other day on the flu, it was really nice to get a great response. And again, I'll repeat it. for those that didn't listen to the other podcast. It's been shown that sulforaphane, which is produced from broccoli seed, not just cruciferous vegetables, because most cruciferous vegetables do not have enough of the parent compound. This seed is patented, non-GMO, was originally developed for research at Johns Hopkins. It's an activated seed, and what it was shown, it can help prevent the virus from actually sticking to the oral and respiratory system. That's right, inhibit the virus. It's also been shown that it can help turn on the antioxidant system, which, in case you do come down with the virus, can prevent an overactivity of the immune system, high levels of oxidative stress, which can be a major factor in many of the bad symptoms of a flu. So I have a special gift for my listeners. I don't know how long it'll be on, but if you go to VitalicaSupplements.com, VitalicaSupplements.com, and you'll see on the page Vitalica Physician is the most potent form of broccoli seed. This is the one that many of my doctors use in their practice. Again, it's the most potent form, and there is a special price. You don't have to search the web. You don't have to go on Amazon. This is the best price on the web. So I'd buy, if I was you, I'd buy more than one, because I don't know how long that's going to last, but I convinced VitalicaSupplements.com to run this special sale, especially now given the flu season and given all the other benefits of the broccoli seed, such as turning on a tumor suppressor system, joint health, eye health, animal studies on Alzheimer's, early Alzheimer's. Remember something, you could be 40 years old and starting to develop amyloid plaque. How would you know? You wouldn't. And so turning on the systems that help clear that plaque is so, so important. Because most of the time, and a lot of the Alzheimer's drugs don't work, because you already have so much amyloid plaque that it's not going to make a difference. But clearing that plaque before there's brain cell damage is really, really, really so important. And as I said previously, the sulforaphane, and you can look it up and I'll post it, has been shown in animal studies to help clear plaque. So why wouldn't you not want to do it? It makes no sense to me not to. I often talk about the microbiome. Recent study on the brain axis, the microbiome, brain axis, you know, connection, how it can affect mood, depression, anxiety, sleep. The list goes on and on and on. Well, my daughter now started to make, she's very much into health, obviously, with me being her dad, organic pickles. And pretty amazing, because as I did the research, it's wonderful for your microbiome. The vinegar is great. know, people now are promoting apple cider vinegar, but I like the idea of getting the fiber and all the benefits that come in the cucumber or pickle. And interesting enough, if you take Vitalica, which I hope you do, and you have some vinegar, it's going to enhance the conversion to sulforaphane. In fact, I even make a mixture. I even open up a capsule of Vitalica and put it in a little vinegar, a little pickle juice, and boy, you feel it really, really, really quickly. So that was kind of interesting. You know, I've been researching broccoli seed and sulforaphane for almost 3.5 years, and I never get tired of looking at all the wonderful benefits. So if it sounds like an infomercial for the broccoli seed, it's only because I see so many health benefits in my clients who are using it. So again, go to VitalicaSupplements.com. You know, I'm like these annoying commercials that say, oh, you know, go here and you'll see the difference. So habits, okay. It's all about changing your health habits one step at a time. For those that are converted, I understand. We have to have patience with people who this is new to. I often tell people, just make one change at a time, because it's so much of habit. And speaking of habit, I don't know what the connection is, but there was another study today on sunlight. Yes, natural light and obesity. And it seems that the skin, besides the vitamin D, has light receptors that are involved in fat metabolism. And also, there is a benefit to this cold weather. They found, you know, if you want to burn brown fat, okay, cold will burn brown fat. So, if you don't want to go into a refrigerator or go out without a coat, what else can you do? Well, an interesting study on sulforaphane. They were using it on broccoli sprouts, but certainly the broccoli seed is even better. And obesity. And it turned on the system to burn brown fat. That's the one you got inside. That's the one involved in metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance. So you want to burn that brown fat. So get some light, you know, full spectrum light. Because what was interesting is when they, you know, we talk about blue and, you know, filter out the blue light, because blue light can have negative effects because we're on our computers and our phone and we get lots and lots of blue light. When they filtered out the blue light, they didn't get the fat metabolism that they got with full spectrum light. So they're thinking of, in the future, using full spectrum light, because people often can't get outside. And it's really important to have your circadian rhythm balanced. So on that note, and come to the end of this podcast, I want to thank you. Thank my listeners for subscribing and sharing this podcast. And I hope you've learned something. And I'll keep doing my research for you. Thank you so much for listening.